Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your official station to talk Jets. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
All right, crown time here on the Fan's PT and Sound. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata show as we hit you with the top story of the day. And generally a good roadmap is, you know, to follow with whatever team you follow here. When the results are so uneven, you kind of know who you are. Like when you look horrendous and then you look amazing, you're probably neither. Because if you're truly horrendous, you probably don't have either the talent, the resilience, or both to bounce back and look really, really good like the Mets have. And then conversely, if you look really, really good as they have, you know, winning, 7 of 10 here, then you probably shouldn't have looked as atrocious as they did to start the season 0-5. What does it mean? It means that you're average. It means that, you know, you never know when the baseball gods gift you with an unexpected season. It happens. Happened to the Cardinals years ago. Well, they went 83 games, won the World Series, right? Sometimes things happen. But I think that if you overreact to either, I think you're doing your emotional state a disservice. Understand that, you know, whether it's next week or next month, the Mets are going to once again resemble a team that is bad. And then they'll hopefully bounce back and win a couple. They'll take you on this ride all summer. And you hope that the ride is a little bit more up than down, but this, you know, this notion that the Mets are going to start slaying people and win 90 games is absolutely insane.
Yeah, I think it's been a great run, a fun run, showing some resiliency, showing some fight, showing some toughness. They started to win me over with the series in Atlanta, and obviously have continued on since. They're beating good teams. They're winning 2 out of 3, 7-3 in their last 10 games. I'm still not sold on the Mets. I still think they're probably closer to the team that we saw to start. Now, that was awful, obviously, but what we've seen in the last 10 games has been very good. They're probably somewhere in between. I'm just not sold on them yet, and I'm actually a little surprised, BT, to hear so many positive Mets fans today giving us a call. Yeah, it's one thing to be excited about the team, obviously, that you should. They're fun to watch. The season's back on. They fight. They claw. They've shown resiliency, whether it's in the season, whether it's in individual games. However, I cannot get sucked back into a team that continues to disappoint every which way you turn. Even if I throw out the last 2 years, I need to see it from this group consistently, not for a 10-game stretch. So they need to still prove it to me. I am not there yet with the Mets. I'm not a believer yet. Long way to go.
Yeah, and you heard what I said, so I agree with you for the most part here. The one thing that I do think might be changing here, you know, again, if 0-5 morphed into, I don't know, 17-36, right?
Which we thought could happen.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it looked so bad. It looked so inept.
I legit didn't think they'd see 500 again.
Me neither.
Legit. Like, after opening day, I was like, this team's not going to be 500. Now, I never thought they'd be 500 throughout the course of the year anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm not saying ever at any point going into the season. I'm saying I didn't think they were going to be a 500 team. Then when they looked the way that they did opening day, then they go 0-5. How could you ever think they would be 500 again?
It, you know, unless it's just blind faith, which I get as a fan. You certainly are going to latch on to whatever you can there just to keep it going. Nobody wants the season to end before tax day. And it felt like the Mets season truly was ending. So, but what I think has now changed with this win streak here, I do think if it's not completely off the table, it's now for me highly improbable that they trade Pete Alonso during the season. And that's a good thing.
Right. Well, in the beginning, it looked like it was a sure thing they were going to trade him during the season. And now you would think they're not, because at the very least, they should be competitive to the point where they'll be in the playoff conversation the majority of the season and hopefully, obviously, beyond the trade deadline.
Yeah. Now, I could make the case that even with the way the Mets have regenerated here, that, you know, if they're hanging around 500, one or two below, one or two up, whatever, but really not a threat to do anything big this season, I can make the case that it would be a short-sighted reaction, and you should still trade Pete Alonso. I'm not going to make that case now, but from a baseball perspective, I can make the case of maybe not being as proactive or showing the initiative, but to unload him and maybe hopefully attempt to resign him in the offseason. But I think now, I think that kind of quells that for now. At least it stabilizes things for the now, and it gives the Mets fans, at bare minimum, another month minimally, just to be like, okay, hey, listen, you never know. Let's see what we got. Let's get Brian in Asbury Park, BT and Sal on the Fan. Brian, what's happening?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call.
Okay.
Big Mets fan. Kind of just riding the wave. Kind of agree with you guys. Coming in with tempered expectations, given what we saw in 2023. But, you guys talk about this year being an evaluation year. It's actually a developmental year. I mean, this is Stearns, the architect, putting his stamp on his franchise. It's like the beginning of a Rocky montage. We're seeing Lindor and Nimmo develop as leaders. Beatty and Alvarez are establishing themselves as big leaguers. They're going to call up Christian Scott and Drew Gilbert. And you know what? If they continue to progress, if they hang in it, if they stay these plucky Mets, you're going to hear one thing at the end of the season.
What was he doing, a Soto voice? Is that what he was doing? Yeah, is that what he was doing?
I didn't hear it. I'll finish it though. Look, to be totally honest with you, and like, I had so much fun with the Soto stuff, and there's plenty of time to get into the Soto, to the Mets stuff, and all the Soto talk. Right now, it's not even a feel. Like,
he's going nowhere, but we'll have fun.
Forget that aspect of it. I don't even know if I want him.
Oh, you're, I mean.
No, whoa, what? Whoa, at the price. Two things.
Price shouldn't matter. You got Cohen. What's price matter?
Well, because I think he's a better fit for the Yankees. If he wants to walk instead of go out there and produce, I think he's better.
Yeah, I can't get into this.
No, I'm serious. He's better.
I know he's serious. That's why I can't.
I'm just saying, and all kidding, I know he's a great player, and yes, I do want him, but I think he's a better fit for the Yankees. And for the Mets, they're going to have to think about all things considered. They're going to have to they're going to have to outbid the Yankees by how much? $50 million,
yeah.
$100 million.
It's the Mets tax until they get to a place where they might not ever get. But.
So now you're talking about that type. Now I do think symbolically it means a lot more than it would maybe on the field.
Dude, he's your three hitter for 10 years. What are you talking about? I mean, if you get one, so I understand it may be a better fit with the Yanks, with Judge.
Well, he is a better fit.
Maybe. He's one Soto. He's a three hitter. You wouldn't pencil him in for 10 years as a three hitter?
I'm not making it up. He said his job, this is a quote, my job is to literally get on in front of Judge.
Okay.
That's not something that I want to pay now, it's not my choice. It's Steve Cohen's choice. Yep. But that's not something I want to pay $506 million for. Because in the Mets lineup, he's going to need to do damage. In the Yankees lineup, he can pass the baton to Aaron Judge. It's just a different story. Plus, there are so different layers to it with the money, all that stuff. That's not a conversation for today. My point is, I'm not there with the Soto stuff right now.
No, because you see how he's vibing in the Bronx, and you already started conditioning yourself that he ain't coming to Queens.
No,
so that's a smart preemptive move on your part.
No,
very, very smart.
I give you credit. That's not it at all.
You know, really limit the emotional duress. That's what you should be doing, because there's no way he's going to you guys. Zero.
Well, how do you say that?
Because he's happy. He ain't going to the Mets.
So he's
going
to take less money?
I'll have the conversation as much as we have to. You know he's not going to Queens.
I don't know that because of money.
You should.
I'm just saying I'm questioning if I even want the Mets to go get
him. But that's something different.
Yeah.
And how you feel. I don't get it, but I hear you.
Well, how can you not get it?
Because he'd be the best hitter in the history of the Mets.
Understood.
Why.
How much do you think he's going to cost?
You know, I got to tell you.
Do you think he's a better fit in the Met lineup? But you forget about the pinstripes
or
the crowd.
I'm not factoring that in.
Is Soto a better fit in the Yankee lineup or the Met lineup?
I think it might be the Mets.
Wow.
You know why though? Because if you guys are right, Hoff was saying this before. All the young guys that you have coming up. I mean, the influence that he would have on a Beatty and an Alvarez, not to mention the Acuñas and the Gilbert, whoever else, I don't know, whoever else
who's
is coming
behind
in.
Him?
What?
Who's hitting behind him?
Yeah, I don't know. You guys got to figure that out.
But that's a problem, and that's what I mean.
He's an answer. He's the biggest answer on the market. So to me, I don't know what you're saying here.
Anyway,
I don't know.
I'm saying that
I know that he's the best hitter in the history of the Mets if he's a Met.
Here's what I'm saying right now. Right now, it is April 15th. The Mets just got back, or April 16th. The Mets just got back to 8-8. They got back to 500. The furthest thing on my mind from a Mets perspective right now
is Soto.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
I got you. I mean, listen, you know, there's some out there juggling that dream, thinking Soto's coming, thinking the Mets are about to rip off, you know, 6 out of 7 again, and, you know,
well,
maybe
don't get me
mess
wrong.
Around and win 90 games
I
this
think
year.
It's a, I still think it's a strong possibility. I'm not backing off of that. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that right now my focus from a Mets perspective is not about Juan Soto.
Gotcha. Let's go around the room before we get back to these calls. Hoff, I want you to jump in. Dove, I want you to jump in as well. BT and Sal on the Fan, 877-337-6666. By the way, Boldface Truth, Boldface Lie coming up in about 30 minutes on the show. All right there. Let's start with the non-Met guy, Mr. Kramer, the executive producer of the New York Yankees. Win total for the Mets, when it's all said and done, will be?
88.
Woo!
88.
Mr. Positivity. Until we hear Hoff, who thinks they're going to win 98. All right, so we got 88 for Dove. Hoff has been more optimistic than all of us here. Hoff, what about you?
86.
Okay. Sal?
You've stayed with that 86?
Yeah, why is that changing?
I didn't know if it raised a little bit.
I was about 82 before they got J.D. Martinez. When they got him, I said that's going to be a war of four.
Yeah, I'm going to say
analytically
80.
Driven there.
Yeah, 81.
Yeah. Oh, now you like the analytics, right? Yeah. I got you. I'm sorry, Sal. What do you got?
81.
81. Also, notice we're going in descending order here, so this rhythm should be nice here.
What was the over under on the year?
I think it was 81.5.
And you went under that in our little
bets. Yeah, I did. 88 for Dove. Kiss ass. 86 for Hoff. 81 for Sal. 79.
Yeah, you're still going to go under.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just not sold yet.
Yeah.
If the same people say, oh, you overreact to the first 5-6 games. Yeah, okay, well, then you're overreacting to the last 10.
You could say that.
We don't know what this team is yet. I want to believe they're what they have been in the last 10. I don't know. I'm not sold on the Mets just yet.
All right, let's get to Greg in Westchester, BT and Sal. Greg, what's going on, bud?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm very pumped up as a Mets fan. It's 8 out of their last 11. And, you know, somebody just brought up J.D. Martinez. And don't forget Kodai Senga coming back. Those are two all-star quality players that are going to give us a boost. I love Mendoza. I love what he's doing. I think, like, the players seem to be buying in. And I like the fact that he can switch the lineup around and, you know, not be afraid to move up Alvarez, move up Beatty. And I just want to say I can write off the first 5 games. I know they happen, and I do have to see more, Sal. I agree with you. But, you know, between not hitting, bad weather, and really pressing to try and get Mendoza his first win,
I think all those contributed. Mm. They didn't process that at all, pressing to get Mendoza the win. Come on. Maybe the Duke kids were pressing when they were trying to get Coach K's 1,000th win. Pressing for Mendoza? Come on, cold weather?
Yeah, I'm not buying that.
What are you doing?
I just think, look, there's no excuse to come out the way that they did. You could lose some games. You could play poor baseball. You don't have to get hits in every single game. Mm. The way that they looked and played was embarrassingly bad. It was atrocious. It was beyond atrocious. It was any negative word you could use to describe it, that's what it was from a baseball standpoint. Now, to their credit, they've righted the ship.
I didn't think
that they would do it at all, let alone, you know, just 16 games in. But I still don't know what this team is. And I tend to think that they're closer to being a team that's under 500 than a team that has played, you know, 8 of the last 11.
Sal, when they were 0-5, and again, the way they looked, if you told me they were 3-15 at some point, I would have been like, that's possible.
All right.
So I'm certainly not trying to stomp out the enthusiasm for the season, but because you have a season, and 2 weeks ago it didn't seem like you would. I just think there's limits, but who am I? I mean, who am I to tell you what you guys could do? JD comes back, Senga comes back, Cohen makes a flex, young kids keep growing, let's go! BT and Sal here on the Fan inside of our Town Fair Tire studio. Friends of Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Matt is in Tinton Falls on the Fan. Matty, what's cooking?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Listen, this year is a development year for the Mets. Let's see what we got. Let's see what we can put together. Because the amount of money Cohen's paying this season is over $350 million with the luxury tax. Next season, $250 million comes off the books. The Mets have a payroll of $120 million. So real quickly, those, they're coming back.
Ooh. Yeah, that loves Soto.
It's going to happen. Cohen's not the Wilpons. Cohen's going to throw money at the team. And now we got the right GM to pick and choose those plays the right way on who's going to get those big contracts, including Soto.
Yeah, there you go, Matt.
What
it's catching on, BT. Mets fans are on fire today.
I don't know if I like that this is catching on. Matt, what about Pete?
Pete, listen, is no problem.
I'm not going to say the Yankees can't afford Soto. Yankees can afford anybody.
Yeah.
I just don't see the Yankees with the Cole contract and Judge and
trust me, Matt. You're wrong. Now I don't know for sure. Thanks for the call.
I gotta rethink things here, BT.
Yeah, that Soto's gonna definitely. Even though I say it, I believe he'll be here. I don't truly know what's in his heart. All I can give you is my opinion and Sal his on whether or not the Yankees come correct when they offer him a contract, and I believe that they will. And we'll see. You know, we'll see. So
trying to be level headed here today. You got callers getting me going with the King Cullen and the Soto. Stuff.
Yeah, it's starting to infiltrate. All right.
I'm starting to get excited. Mets all of a sudden 500 team, little scrappy team, tough team, make the postseason maybe in the National League. And then the King pounces. And that would be the perfect combination. Like if there were ever a parlay that I needed to hit.
That would be a big one. That would be a big one.
Soto to the Mets. I'm just saying.
Yeah, have fun. Go ahead.
Soto to the Mets.
It's a day to dream, Sal. You guys are hot.
Soto to the Mets. Mets make the postseason. Little scrappy team. Fight claw. Shed a lot of that dead money. Yep. Have some of the young guys come up. King Cohen pounces on Soto. Steals him away from the Yankees. He is, in fact, named. Like, you put the crown back on his head. He's the king. This is like a great movie. It's like a feel-good story. Maybe some rough rides through the middle of it. Oh, no. Is it really going to have a happy ending? Well, in this particular case, it could.
We told you the other day, you said you weren't averse to those type
happy
of endings.
Yes. Yeah.
With the fiance stuff. That was funny. All right, so Sal, what do you about these calls here? It's so early to do this, but I think we could check the temp of Alonzo moving through. So I'm looking at his projected stats on the year. It's so early. I'm granting everybody it's early. Mm-hmm. So right now, Pete is projected to hit 61 home runs, but only 101 RBIs, and the batting average is .254.
You're signed for that in a second.
Well, okay, so if Alonso hits .254, 61 home runs, and 101 RBIs, with an OPS of .894, which I think would be his best, and if not, it's his second best. It's right up there. What kind of contracts you get?
I still think the same. I don't think he's getting much more than
two. If he hits 60 home runs, you don't think he gets another year or two?
Well, for me, I'm not overreacting to 1 year. I'm paying him based on his consistency, based on his durability, based on the power numbers. I think that is a typical Pete year. Obviously, 61's a little bit of an aberration, just like Judge. Judge's not going to hit 60 home runs.
Well, they both hit 53 and 52.
Yeah, well,
back in the day.
50's a different story than 60, though. Yeah. I mean, I think you easily hit 40, 45, maybe even easy 50 for these guys, assuming that they stay healthy for a full year. I'm not overpaying Pete, though, if he hits 60. I still think it's going to be sitting in the same range. Maybe the Mets have to go to 220, 225, something like that.
I would agree. I'd be less inclined to react to some crazy mythical home run figure than I would the batting average. If he finishes at .254, that makes last year an anomaly there. And I'm like, okay, now I can I'm still not going bonkers. I've talked about his limitations. He's great at what he does. He's deficient at what he does not. And you all know what those pluses and minuses are. But if he hits in the, 255, 258, 260, you feel a little bit better about that contract because it shows last year was kind of, a one-off, and that's not who he is, or at least not who he's growing into. 877-337-66.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
66 BT and Sal on the Fan.
When this happened, you talk about it on the Fan.
Mike Piazza has now hit more home runs than any catcher in the history of Major League Baseball.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, boys, get back on that dub horse. Coming up tonight, yeah, little Jersey Mike's box office blitz. Thank you, Hop. I got two now. I think I messed up something earlier. I'll take the L on that. Jersey Mike's Yankees box office blitz. Pair of field level tickets. See the Bombers take on Tampa at the stadium coming up on Sunday, April 21. Right now, we'll do call the number 10, 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326. That's your chance to win, and it's all from Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees box office blitz and the Fan. It is 12:28 here on the BT and Sal Show. Make sure you listen again tomorrow, same time, for another shot to win. All right, so we're juggling a lot of the Met stuff here, and I would like to see the Yankees end this little mini two-game skid here, let everybody know what's going on. And I think more importantly, I would like to see Rodon really, really back it up again. It's, you know, every time he goes out there, it's going to be a little bit of a benchmark. Like, all right, I think early on it was, how do you respond after an atrocious year one? You lost some weight, you're healthy, yeah, you look different, you found the new, by the way, the cutter, this is very interesting. When you watch him pitch tonight, I told you guys this the other day, so he looks like a different pitcher, and quite literally in terms of repertoire, like thus far he has been. He didn't throw a cutter ever in his life. He found one this offseason, and he's thrown it 14% of the time. So when you watch the Yankees tonight, just watch how often the cutter pops up on the screen. So you want to see, would Rodon even be remotely viable in year two? Without going nuts, so far there's early signs that he will be. I think the next step, Sal, obviously, can you sustain it? But, you know, can you be a stopper until Gerrit Cole comes back and end the skid?
Yeah, and I have my doubts about Rodon overall. I mean, we'll see what's in store for tonight. I do think it's what makes tonight's game intriguing. You know, the Yankees lose again. All right, whatever. I mean, I know it's 3-0. You don't want to lose, but I'm not worried about this team big picture overall. I would be concerned about Rodon. This is a big spot for him tonight. It's been encouraging so far, if not flat out good to start this year. This is a spot he's got to go out there and pitch at his best and be the stopper.
Let's get back to you, hammer these calls. Mets are hot today. Mets are hot on the field as well. Dougie on Long Island, BT and Sal. Doug, what's going on, bud?
What's up, fellas?
Dougie.
Sal, how you been, buddy?
What's up, Doug?
Six minutes, Dougie, fresh your own.
We met Doug out there at Citi Field last year.
Oh, was he part of the crew?
Yes, he was part of the crew.
What's up, Doug?
Long time overnight caller and now calling us during the midday. Yeah. We appreciate it, Doug.
Yeah, I miss talking. You know that. Listen, I'm ecstatic right now. I got the Rangers and Knicks starting this weekend. But with the Mets, Sal, I'm 100% with you. The last caller was saying things about, you know, and then, Sal, you said they're, you know, scrappy and tough. The thing that has happened in the beginning of this season that I can't let go of, and the Mets, nobody can call the Mets tough. They are not tough. Hoskins punked us on day one right away.
That's true.
And that still bothered me. That is one thing I needed to change with the core of this team, with the management. I hated how they handled that. But I last night, I'll give Mendoza credit. He got a little aggressive with the stolen bases. I felt like, you know, he's a new manager. Maybe he was sitting back waiting too much to try and let it happen. I liked that they got aggressive. And the other thing, they saved the season. Because I agree with you, BT. At 0-5, this thing could have spiraled out of control. And then you're done.
Yeah.
So at least right now, there's a chance. But Sal, my biggest concern, you can't go to the bullpen every night for four innings. They have nobody.
Well, they're going to have to because their staff's not good.
It's not sustainable.
You know that, Sal.
No, but he's right. Now, the one thing is, Doug.
Thanks, Dougie.
They've got the best closer in baseball. And they've got the best closer since Mariano Rivera. Now, I'm not saying Diaz is Mo. Obviously, nobody is. But that's how good he is. He's automatic.
It's unbelievable after what happened in 2019. He was the worst I've ever seen. He's now officially the best Mets closer that they've ever had in their franchise.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not like they have a ton.
Well, I mean, John Franco was terrific.
I love Johnny
and Neil
Franco.
Allen was good early.
Yeah,
and, you know,
well,
I mean,
Benitez,
Roscoe,
Billy Wagner.
Benitez.
For me, Jarice, these are the guys we're talking about.
Benitez? Oh, he was awful. I couldn't trust him at all.
Look at the numbers. I mean, these are the guys that have been.
Forget about the numbers. Watch him.
To me, Jarice, but he, dude.
He gave up so many untimely bombs. You liked him as a Met fan?
He was fine.
Armando Benitez?
On a big spot. I mean, he was one of their best closers. I'm not saying I loved Benitez, but he was one of their best closers. I mean, you look at what he did in 1999, 2000. Armando Benitez was a guy. If you look at the top Mets closers in their history, certainly in my lifetime, I think Jarice Familia is the best. Franco's up there. Wagner's got to be up
Billy
there.
Billy Wagner's terrific.
Yeah, Benitez is a name that's going to come up there. I mean, he was there when they had some success as a team, but I don't think it's any question that Diaz is, and more than even just the Mets, dude, he's automatic. It feels like it did from a Yankees perspective with Mariano. They don't touch him. Now, again, I'm not trying to say he's Mariano on that level. Obviously, nobody is.
Mm-hmm.
But Diaz is as automatic as I've ever seen outside of Mariano Rivera.
It's filthy. You know, he's 96, 95, 90, easy. You know, obviously more than that. I was watching him last night. Threw a lot of sliders. And I don't even think he had his best slider. At one point, Keith made, I forget who, was it against Reynolds? I forget. It was against one of the lefties late, obviously late. And he threw a real tight one where it was just bam, like at the back foot late. The other ones were kind of, I don't want to say spinning, because that's certainly better than a little spinner. But I didn't think he had even great stuff last night. They still didn't touch him. And you know what's funny? So the Yankee game ended early. I'm going back and forth, right? And I wanted to see the trumpets.
Right.
They didn't show it. Did I miss it?
I don't know if they show. I heard them a little bit, but well, I don't think they show every entrance.
Well, shut the lights out. Show everybody like you guys are doing at City this year.
Yeah, go to the ballpark for it. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you could do that, obviously. And I'm watching the game with Colt, and I didn't hear the trumpets. Colt goes, hey, I hear the trumpets. Remember I told you we were watching the game 2 years ago, whatever it was? I'm like, ugh. Kind of likes the trumpets a little bit too much. He heard them before I did last night. Daddy tried to tune out those trumpets.
I told you, Uncle Sal's got to get Colt one of those styrofoam trumpets. Send it over to Colt.
But he's really good. I guess he's great. Not good, he's great. When he's healthy, he's great. What I worry about with him as the strength of your team, will he be utilized enough? Will he have enough leads to really impact the season the way a great closer could? Maybe he will, but I'm not sure. Angelo's in Howard Beach, BT and Sal on the Fan. Angelo, what's happening?
Hey, good afternoon. I just got two questions, one for each of you. And please let me get my point across before you hang up or get my answer, because I feel like I'm always getting cut off. But anyway, the first thing is for BT.
Okay.
How do you come to Alonso hitting 60 home runs and only getting 101 RBIs?
Because that's literally what he's projected to do. If you look at a website.
No, I understand, but 60 home runs.
Well, because the guy in front of him is never on base. That's a starting point.
Okay, but that's a starting point. But even before that, there's times where he gets up when men are on base and he doesn't hit a home run.
Right, but it was just a projection.
Yeah,
Angelo.
No, I'm not saying that he's going to finish with that.
That was just a curiosity.
Oh, gotcha.
My main question.
Gotcha.
My main thing is for Sal. What makes you think that they have to pay $50,000 more than the Yankees?
$50 million.
Soto never mentioned the Yankees' name before he even came to New York.
Well, just a little common sense would make me think that, Angelo, where the Yankees are in better shape. Although I do believe in the future of the Mets, and I believe in Steve and all those different things, I like the trajectory of their franchise and think better days are ahead. They're still not on the level as the Yankees are. And
can you find me a player in the history of this game that, I'm not talking about a 1 year on there that came to it, that took $10 million. Give me $5 million less to a team.
There are other players. I mean, Aaron Judge.
A-Rod tried to, by the way. The union wouldn't let him, Sal.
Now, by the way, I'm not saying, I've said all along, and I'm standing by that. But you can't be blind to the fact that Juan Soto looks like a perfect fit. It's baseball heaven for him. He's loving every second of this. Now, I still believe that Juan Soto will take the most money. And I still believe the Mets will offer the most money. Therefore, I think he's going to end up with the Mets. However, the question becomes, what's the difference? Because if it's all things equal, then I think it favors the Yankees. I mean, you'd be blind not to say that. So if I say the most money will get Juan Soto and the Mets are going to offer the most money, fine. And then it becomes, well, how much are the Yankees going to come up? Let's just say the Mets say 550
mm-hmm.
and the Yankees say 525, that's going to be on Soto to make that decision. Is he going to take the most money or let $25 million be the difference? Or are the Yankees going to come up and say, we'll match? There are two ways where he could stay with the Yankees there. They come up and match, or he says, you know what, for $25 million, I'm going to stay with the Yankees. That's where we get that the Mets might have to, especially because of the way that it looks with Soto so far.
No, they're going to They're going to have to. Now, okay. And I think Cohen will.
And then to what extent, though?
Yeah, that I don't know.
And then to what extent do the Yankees go?
Don't know.
So those are the...
Yeah. I think what it comes down to, you know, when you get the offer from the Mets, and I don't know, maybe the Red Sox mess around there, maybe... The Giants are always trying to spend money, even though they have a couple of pitchers they spent on. There'll be other teams there, obviously, right? But I think what happens, because it just seems like a perfect fit, is I think Soto says, call the Yankees and say, get me here and I'm coming. Like, with all the numbers are thrown around, whatever the Mets are at, he will then say, he's going to say, I want to be a Yankee.
Maybe.
And then the onus will be on the Yankees to make sure that that happens.
Right.
And I believe that they will.
So if I think he's going to the Mets, and I felt like that all along, and I have no reason to back off of that yet, although, like I said, I do think he's having a lot more fun with the Yankees than I didn't think he was going to like it here, but it's been, like, next level.
Couldn't start better.
It's a perfect. Couldn't start better. It's a match made in heaven. Could not start any better. But I don't think the Yankees are going to go to the extent that they might need to keep him. And I believe, ultimately, at the end of the day, he wants the most money.
Percentage. Give me a little... I'm going to take your temperature all summer. Percentage he's a Met, in your mind. What is it right now?
Boy, that is a great question.
Where are we at there, Sal?
I'm going to probably stick to something similar, maybe a little bit less. I'm going to say 75 to 25 Met.
That just sounds ludicrous.
No, dude, well, ludicrous. I've come down. I was at 99.
I wouldn't even say 10%.
I was at 99. Well, how do you not say 10%?
Because I don't think he's 50, leaving. 50? I really should say zero. I don't think he's leaving. But, I mean, I'm saying zero to be fair. It's never zero. 75% he's a Met.
Well, think about it. If I was at 95%,
is that the number? I don't remember you being
at 95%. Well, I was on base at 100.
I don't know that you ever said
95. I said it's going to happen. I said I think Soto will be a Met. And I still believe that, but I just not as definitively as before. Now, I'm probably at 75, maybe even 80%.
I know you believe it, but do you really believe it? Really believe that number?
I do when I start to think of it logically as we play it out the way that we just said. When I watch him and have watched him from the beginning, that's where it was first like, wow, this is something special.
That number dwindles
a bit. Well, that's why you got it down to 20%. Yeah, you know, 20%
after the next homestand, we'll be down to 50. And then, May Player of the Month, he'll be down to 30. And we'll get to where we got to get, but it's all said and done.
Yankees have lost two straight. Mets have won 8 of 11. That starts to go back up a little bit.
You knew that the Soto stuff would reinsert.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Check the temperature in a month. We'll see where the percentage is.
We'll be checking every day.
Yeah.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The New York Mets, for the first time in 15 years, are champions of the National League.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Now time for Bald Face Lie, Bald Face Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
All right, this is always pretty fun, huh? What do you got today, buddy?
All right, well, first I want to give a little shout-out to the Rangers for winning the President's Trophy and the Islanders for making the playoffs.
Yes.
Which leads me to the first
bowl. Boy, the Isles finished well.
They did.
I would not want to mess around with them.
Second round, yes. Didn't want a part of them in the first round.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great question. Oh. So here we go. Bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth. The Rangers and Islanders will meet in round two of the Stanley Cup playoffs. We'll start with BT.
Who are the Isles playing again?
Carolina.
That's right. Bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth. You know, it seems like there's a little something in the air here. I mean, if the Rangers lose, even though I don't think it's going to be as easy as maybe some Ranger fans are positioning it to be, I think that'll be a little bit more tightly contained, a little deeper of a series. Or if it's like in five, I think there's going to be a couple of nail-biters.
Talking about their first round?
Talking about the Rangers series in the first round. I don't think they just sweep. I don't think they coast. I do think they win.
It's going to be either the Caps, the Penguins, the Red Wings.
No, I think they're going to win. Yeah. I think they're going to win, but I don't think it's going to be as a layup is what I'm saying. But they're going to win. So the Rangers will move over or advance. The Isles, boy, I don't want to put a ceiling on them, and I'm not, because they are hot, and I want to tap into this Ranger Islander thing here. I want me versus Sal on the ice. We could drop the mitts like Rempe. Go Isles.
I want it as well. I am going to say that is a bald face lie.
Ugh.
I don't believe the Islanders have it in them. Hmm. I think it's a great job that they got. Hey, Carolina's good. They're really good. You're talking about best of seven. I don't think the Islanders over the course of the best of seven are going to do. Now, I'd love to see it. I want Washington, and then the Rangers are going to take out the brooms and sweep them away. Or maybe they do it in five, just like they did 30 years ago in the second round in 1994 when they dismissed the Capitals back then. But I want Washington, and then I want the Islanders. You know, maybe a little reversal of 30 years. In 30 years ago when the Rangers won their cup, they swept the Islanders first round, five games to dispose of the Capitals. Maybe this time we get it going the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Sweep the Capitals, see the Islanders in round two, take care of them in five games. But this is the year the Rangers are set up nicely. Finally, for once, I disagree, BT. I think it's going to be an easy first round.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, which is something they need. And once they do that, that will make me feel legitimate about them going on the Stanley Cup run. Because I felt it in past years, and every freaking time these first round series take a lot out of them. Can't happen again. This will finally be the year the Rangers coast into the second round. I unfortunately don't think the Islanders would be there.
Which is why you want to know piece of the Isles in round one.
I didn't want them in round
one. It'd be a tough, I mean, yeah, you might be limping into round two. I got you.
I think that round two series, regardless of who it's going to be, is a six or seven gamer no matter what. Carolina or the Islanders against the Rangers.
All right.
All right, question number two. Go start with Sal. I know last week this really got you going. So the Giants in the draft will trade up to four and draft J.J. McCarthy. Bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth.
No, I'm going to say that's a bald-faced lie. You know, the only stuff I've seen with McCarthy recently has been Tiki saying that he doesn't want any part of that. I do think the Giants are interested in him. I don't think they're trading up to four. We have a report that says
they're going. Did you not see that today?
It's all nonsense. I saw that.
Schrager said that. Pete Schrager said that the Giants will make a trade with the Cardinals at four. And go up and get J.J. McCarthy.
Schrager's prediction is that the Giants are going to trade up to number four.
Is it a report or is it a prediction?
It looks like he's got
to be a prediction.
He's got a prediction, but it sounds like, from what I read, I thought he said, it looks like the Giants are making that or would like to make that move.
What's your answer here, Sal?
I think they want him. I think the Giants want him. Ah, you know what? Now I'm torn because I felt like the Giants were going to be aggressive and try to trade up to get a quarterback.
Yeah.
I can't imagine they're going to try to trade up to get J.J. McCarthy now at number four. I'm going to say it's a bald-faced lie. They're not going to do it.
I'm going to say it's a bald-faced lie as well, but the name attached to that gives me a little pause because Schrager's not a sensationalist. He doesn't just throw things out there for
clicks.
He's
very informed.
He's very connected. He's not always right. Nobody is, but he's definitely connected. So when he tells us the Giants out, I don't know exactly how we worded it, but, you know, people...
He said projected trade. He did say projected trade.
What so, I would say,
but
though...
But he's basing that on something that he was told, obviously. He gathers his information, doing his due diligence. I could actually see the Giants moving back more than I can see them moving up. I do not think they will draft J.J. McCarthy, no.
One thing I will say, whether they do it or not, I think that tweet or whatever it is from Schrager would confirm that the Giants like McCarthy.
Or to, no. Or it's a smokescreen to have somebody else, you know, to lure somebody else into a deal with the Cardinals and the Giants get somebody else that they actually want.
Right, but they're going to use Schrager, you're saying, as a
smokescreen? No, I mean, I don't want to say that because I think Schrager's really possible. Good, but it happens all the time. I'm not saying it's happening here, but I think anything is possible.
We can always take what we want from it. From that, I would take, and it's not just that. It's there were other rumors as well that the Giants were intrigued by McCarthy.
Yeah.
But it was at 6, not trading up to number 4 to do it. I would say that the Giants are interested in McCarthy, and Schrager got wind of that or feels that that's going to be the case. Mm. And he then maybe took it another level to say they're going to trade up because they like him so much.
Maybe. Here's the other thing. I know I have one more, Hoff. I mean, Tiki's pretty dug in here. Tiki is.
He's anti.
Not only is he anti, but he's also saying it's not going to happen. And that's, you know, that's not really Tiki. When Tiki takes a stand like that, it's generally rooted in something that
he said that they're not taking him or they're not trading him.
I think it was both. He definitely doesn't want him. And he, you know, unless, you know, I'm misrepresenting Tiki, I'm not trying to. He's seen pretty dug in. It's not happening. And I know for a fact that he knows. He and the coach text. I know that for a fact.
I just saw that he didn't want him.
I don't think he thinks it's going to happen. Okay.
Number three.
And final one. BT, this is, you start this off.
Okay.
Francisco, bald faced lie, bald faced truth. Francisco Lindor will finish with a higher batting average than Aaron Judge.
That is a bald faced lie. It just is.
Where are we at right now between
Aaron Judge's line? No, Judge's 192.
He's 192?
192 or 194.
Yeah, went down last night.
Yeah. And by the way, so he's got 2 more at-bats than Lindor, and he's got 2 more hits than Lindor.
Okay.
So there's 77 at-bats to 79
at-bats.
All right,
so it's a good sample. It's a good comparison. Bullface lie. Oh, so it was about Judge having a lower one?
Yeah, Lindor having a higher average.
There's no way that Lindor's going to have a better average than Judge. I can keep this very succinct. Bullface lie. Bullface blasphemy, really.
I'm going to say that that's a bald face truth. Lindor is back, BT. Have you seen it? The Met fans gave him that round of applause, the ovation. Lindor has come on since then. He has now worked his average up wide, almost 100 points here. Maybe he's hitting .63. Judge is sinking. I thought Judge by now, he had a big weekend in Cleveland. I thought Judge was going to be well over 200. Uh-huh. He's down to 194. Now, I know I'll give you the homers. I'm not going to give you the average just yet.
Yeah, I know.
And Lindor, you know what?
I'm just showing picture. Show Sal the picture he sent us over the weekend. The one-handed swing by Lindor. Hey,
you know, it's not, all kidding aside, it's not out of the realm of possibility that Judge could have a down year.
That's possible.
Average-wise.
That's possible.
And let's just say a down year for him is...
250?
Yeah, right, 260. And Lindor could hit 270. Like, I certainly don't think Judge is going to hit a buck.
Lindor's
90.
Not hitting 270. He's just, I just don't see it.
What if he has 260 and Judge has 250?
I guess that's somewhat plausible. I'll still play the odds and say no, but it could be a little bit of a down statistical year for Judge.
Let me ask you this way, and a good job there, Hoff, with those questions. Let me ask you it this way.
Yeah.
What's more likely, Judge to hit 250, 260,
mm-hmm.
or Lindor to hit 260, 270?
What's more likely? I would say it's probably more likely for Lindor because it's less of a deviation from what he generally does.
So I guess the point is, do you think that Lindor is going to, you know, get back to where he normally would be and Judge would have that significant a drop-off? Because that's what it's about. It's not about who's the better. I mean, it would be
I think Lindor could hit 235 this year. I do.
So do you think Judge is going to have a drop-off?
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to be as stark as you think
so
it might be.
So then they both drop down.
They both could drop.
And obviously a drop from, you know, Judge's 300 to 312 would be still more significant.
No, I don't think Judge is hitting 290-something this year. You know, I think if he's in 275-ish area, 280, 282, you take it. I could see Lindor hitting 230-something. I really could.
I mean, Judge now career 280 hitter. Mm-hmm. Well, if he comes down a little bit, you know, Lindor's right around that, right? 270 to 268, what was he
Well, I mean, a lot of that was top-heavy with the Guardians. We've gone over a million times. The 230 year one with the Mets doesn't help. But, yeah, I mean, you know.
It is possible. It's not as outlandish as you think.
I'm getting the timeout sign from Dove. Yeah. All right. No, I got you, Dovey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.